Blog Talk Radio.
Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Now, biblical foundation is found in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, verse 1 through 6. And the word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I arose and went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, which seemed good for the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? As the clay is in the potter's hand,
so are ye
in my hand,
O house of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church, and that includes us.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Composition notebook. Hallelujah. Be ready to write down the scriptures that the pastor shared. Hallelujah. This evening. Hallelujah. You want to have an ink pen and your Bible, your ink pen, your composition notebook, and take out your communion elements. Hallelujah. So when we get ready to take communion, you'll be ready to. Hallelujah. You may want to write down people's names that you want to put into the atmosphere, people you want to stand proxy for. Hallelujah. People that you know that God needs to do a work in their lives. Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Jesus. You don't want to forget those people. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't forget to set those alarms. To redo those alarms, set them for 5 minutes prior to the time of us starting so you'll be, hallelujah, you'll be sitting in attention when we start. Hallelujah. 7 a.m. every morning. Hallelujah. We start the day off with Jesus. What a difference it makes in your whole day. Hallelujah. And then 7 p.m. On Tuesday evenings, the Institute of Biblical Learning. 7 p.m. Wednesday evenings. Hallelujah. Our midweek victory service. Hallelujah. The second Friday of the month is our men's and women's fellowship. Hallelujah. From 7 and 7:40 is the men's fellowship, and then 7:50 until 8:30 is the women's fellowship. Hallelujah. Invite someone to listen along with you and let them be blessed too. Sundays, hallelujah, at 3 p.m. is our live service. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's heard all over the world. Hallelujah. Our international victory miracle service. Hallelujah. Invite someone to listen with you too. And you aren't able to bring them to church, hallelujah. Let them know where they can find us, where they can listen to us. Hallelujah. Give them the number. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And let them be blessed too. Hallelujah. If you aren't able to be there, be here in a live service, hallelujah. Listen right along with them. Hallelujah. Have service right along with them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And our whenever we have a fifth Sunday, there is no service. Hallelujah. We have a live service every Sunday, except on the fifth Sunday. This month has a fifth Sunday. Hallelujah. That is ministered to your family Sunday. Ask God, what can you do with the family on the fifth Sunday? Hallelujah. We also have a fifth Saturday this year, this month. Hallelujah. And we are going down to Lexington Market. We're going to be a blessing to the people down in Lexington Market. Hallelujah. We're going to pass out the word of God. We're going to meet here at the church at 10 and suit up in our gold T-shirts and caps. Hallelujah. And then we're going downtown to Lexington Market and pass out the word of God. Hallelujah. We're going to be a blessing to the people of Baltimore City. Hallelujah. And then we're going to have lunch. Hallelujah. Down there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then we're going to come on back to the church, hallelujah, to take off our caps and our T-shirts. But we're going to have a good time in the Lord, spreading the word of God. Hallelujah. And blessing the city of Baltimore. Last time we were able to talk to people and pray with people. Hallelujah. And be a blessing to them. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we did things unexpected. Hallelujah. But the anointing of the Lord was in it all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for all that he's done and doing and going to do. Hallelujah. Through this ministry. Hallelujah. We thank God for our new edifice. Hallelujah. Our new building. Hallelujah. With his classrooms and offices and child care room. Hallelujah. With his own private interest. We thank God for our washing station, shower stations throughout Baltimore City. In the north, east, south, and west, that we're able to be a blessing to the homeless. Hallelujah. Community. We're able to, the churches, the Lord is able to add on to the church through the homeless ministry. We thank God for being able to feed them and clothe them and give them job-ready skills. We thank God for the first and second Sunday of the month is a Potter's House Challenge and the Pastor's Corner of yours truly. The third Sunday of the month, we have our birthday corner with Sister Angie. Hallelujah. Honoring the birthdays of the people in the congregation. Hallelujah. And then the first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have our Good News Youth Club. Yes, where the children are being taught the word of God by Elder QB Stevenson. Hallelujah. Bring your children out, or grandchildren, ages 4 to 17. Hallelujah. And let them be taught of the word of God. We need our children to be covered. We need them to know what thus saith the Lord. And they need to know how to call on the name of Jesus also. Hallelujah. We thank God. And then the fourth Sunday of the month, we have a visiting minister comes in. And this month, that our visiting minister is Pastor Maxine Lee. Hallelujah, of Exodus, Maryland. Hallelujah, we'll be breaking the bread of life to us. Hallelujah. After that natural meal, at that spiritual meal, we'll have a natural meal. Come out and join the saints of God around the table. Hallelujah, we have dinner, free fellowship dinner. Hallelujah. We just thank God for all that he's done and doing and going to do. Hallelujah, in this ministry. When you come, don't forget to bring your pennies for Uganda. Hallelujah. As we continue to bless Dr. Helene Russell as she goes back and forth to Uganda. Building that hospital, hallelujah, for the saints of God, for the people in Uganda. Keep her and her team in prayer as they travel the airways. Hallelujah. They aren't as blessed as we are with a multitude of hospitals. Hallelujah. Sometimes they die on the way to the hospital there. Hallelujah, hallelujah. They never reach it. Hallelujah, because they have to travel so far. We thank God for all he's done and doing. Hallelujah, through this ministry. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If I'm forgetting anything, please forgive me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Back to you, Pastor.
Thank you, Lord. And the washing station, did you?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. And we have a new Cash App.
Yes, we have a new Cash App, and that is $CPH, which stands for the Potter's House, 2023. Hallelujah. Name your seat, saints of God. Hallelujah. If you don't want to use a GoFundMe page or Cash App, hallelujah, send your communication to the Potter's House, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. That is the Potter's House, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Name your seed. And sow your seed according to the size of the harvest that you desire God to bless you with. And watch him do it. Hallelujah.
Amen. And we have a special feature. Thank you, Pastor Peter. We have a special feature now for those who send gifts and donations through our post office box. So we have postal partners, and we're actually going to send them a book in return for any donation whatsoever. So again, that post office box is the Potter's House, post office box, hallelujah, 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. We could bless. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank God for that.
Yes, we also have, Pastor, excuse me, we also have a fundraiser going on right now with the Good News Youth Club.
Yes.
It is the wristbands, the scripture wristbands. Hallelujah. You can contact any member of the church. Hallelujah. And let them know that you would like to buy a bag of wristbands, and it's five in a bag. Hallelujah. For $5. Tell me, you just want one. Hallelujah. I tell you, you can match them up with your outfits. Hallelujah. Be a blessing to the Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. You may be down in the mouth or down in the heart, and you look down at your wrist, and you have the Word of God wrapped around your wrist. Hallelujah. That's a good, it's a good witnessing tool. It's a good tool to even start memorization. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You have the wrist, you have the Word of God wrapped around your wrist. Hallelujah. Buy several of them. Hallelujah. Match them up with your clothing. Hallelujah. And when you go out to witness to people about the Lord, you can even bless them with a wristband. Hallelujah. We have prizes. Hallelujah. For the person that's selling the most over $25, the first, second, and third prize. Hallelujah. Yes, we have a contest going on. Hallelujah. Be a blessing to the young people. Really a blessing to anybody in the church. Hallelujah. Not just to the young people. Hallelujah. We are just trying to encourage the people of God to memorize the scripture, to be a blessing. Hallelujah. To any everyone in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen.
Proverbs 10:7 says, the memory of the just is blessed.
Yes.
And so when I look down to my wristband, it says, the Lord bless thee and keep thee.
Hallelujah.
And that's Numbers 6:24. And I went to that scripture, and it further says, again, it says, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hallelujah. That's a wonderful.
Hallelujah.
You know, and so we need to know the addresses so we can get to our scripture really quickly. And this is just one other way. Thank you, Pastor Peters, for sharing that. Again, it's this contest is sponsored by the Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. And donations, you want to buy one? Donations. $1 will get you one wristband. $5, of course, will get you five. If you want to get 50, well, $50 will get you 50 wristbands.
Hallelujah.
So hallelujah. We thank God for that. Again, thank you, Pastor Peaches. It's a good, great witnessing tool.
Sure is.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Father.
You add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, yes.
Housekeeping suggestion.
Thank you, Jesus.
On this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Wonderful, Jesus. Wonderful.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, God.
Bless the name.
Awesome, Jesus.
And we want to take this time to thank all of you who have joined us in our crusade to tell at least one person a day.
Yes.
You love them. And then to put the icing on the cake, tell them that God loves them too. And we just thank you for joining us. Because it'll mean something to that person. There are too many people walking around on this earth thinking that nobody cares about them and nobody loves them. We want to let folk know that that's not true. We love them and God loves them too.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And just to kind of emphasize that, we're going to pray for other folk right now. Is that all right, Pastor?
Well, yes. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Because one of the biggest reasons why we're going to pray for others is that God asks us to intercede and to pray for others. Men are always to pray and not to faint.
Yes.
So don't quit. Pray. And so we're going to pray for others. Hallelujah. Right now. And one of the biggest reasons is...
Somebody pray!
Pray for me.
So glad they pray.
So glad they pray.
So glad they pray.
So glad they pray for me.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I feel the same way, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
God. Hallelujah.
Mm-mm-mm.
So we're going to pray for others because, you know, the word of the Lord says in James 5:16, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail
much.
The word of the Lord says in Psalms 22:3 that he inhabits the praise of his
people.
Thank you, Jesus. So I know when the praises go up.
Blessings come down.
And when they're coming down, we're going to place people's names up in the atmosphere of blessings. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings following in Jesus' name.
Yes.
As I pray the selection, the prayer in the background, begin to articulate, begin to name names, put them up in the atmosphere. Start with your family and then work outward. I want you to understand this, that you can claim somebody's life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we do that as we place people's names up into the atmosphere blessing, and we expect signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to follow in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Say these names out loud, y'all, as we pray. Hallelujah. Put over the bush.
Hallelujah.
Come thy kingdom be done, thy will. Life of me and my family.
Thank you.
My wife, Peach, myself.
Good evening, my husband, Dr. Earl.
Yo, Daniel, Pamela, Chris, and Johnny Earl, Tavon,
and
Alicia Keith.
Hey, hallelujah.
And Michael and Mark and Ariana.
Oh, Pamela.
Tommy, Reggie.
Connie.
Roger, Malachi, Xavier.
Hallelujah.
Emmanuel, Evelyn, Samara, Travion, Oscar,
Elder,
Agent,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Shane, Josh, Lawrence, Nicholas, Darcy, James Jr.
Hallelujah. Dominic, Lorena.
Louis, Talisa.
Hallelujah. Elijah.
Corey, Antonio, Pebble.
Xavier, Oscar.
Rachel, Birdie. Kirsten.
Hallelujah. Keisha.
Precious.
Hallelujah.
Karina, Spencer Johnson.
Thank you. Ariana.
Anna James.
Malachi. Hallelujah. Travion.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, Andrea. David. And
Emmanuel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mildred, Sandra, Brendan, Ferris. Dwight, Damon, LaVonda.
Hallelujah.
Tommy Owens and
Ferris. Raymond Banks. Bertha Johnson.
God.
Marina.
Philip.
Frank. Paola Lewis.
Naomi. Timmy.
Hallelujah. Talitha. And
Timmy, Maria. Tanya.
White.
Robert, Bob and Cam. Bob.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Sandra. Hey. Alina. Tiffany.
Hey. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Antonio.
Orgy Bird. Denise, my family. Paula.
Corey.
Kathy.
Hallelujah. Damon.
Lily. Shirley, Michelle, Margaret, James.
Woman.
Family.
Hallelujah.
Phyllis Weston family. Sally Lundy and family. Hallelujah. Angela Ruin family.
Dion. Hallelujah.
Patty Collins.
Thank you.
Elwood, Ernest, David.
Hallelujah.
Founders of the Funkin and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Mike.
St. Douglas and family.
Hallelujah.
Thomas
family. Dominic.
Allen and family. James Ward.
Emo Jesus.
Johnson family. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
God.
Never done. Hallelujah.
Raymond Banks.
Hallelujah.
Miss Annie and family. Jack.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In-laws, outlaws, and other relatives.
Thank you, Jesus. Kathy, Corn, Dexter,
nephews, and
hallelujah.
Come that kingdom be done, that will right for.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All the Cubian family. Hallelujah. Father Cynthia family. Evangelist Lorraine Gamble and family. Hallelujah. Evangelist Julian family.
Billy, Mr.
family. Minister Linda and family.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Minister.
Hallelujah.
Minister.
Oh, Lord.
And family. Rakim and family. Hallelujah. Minister Jane and family. Minister Janice and family. Yvonne and family. Lorenzo Bedford and family. Sheila Bedford and family. Hallelujah. Sister Tiffany and family. Sister Camila.
Jesus.
Sister Desiree and family. Hallelujah. Sister Tina.
Hallelujah.
Spencer and family. Sister Tina Thompson and family. Hallelujah. Glory to Sheila. Of course, you got it. Williams and family, Cheryl Williams and family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brenda Williams and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. James Worthy and family. Hallelujah. Lowry and family. Avis Moran and family. Russell Navadon and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Vanessa
and family. Hallelujah. Mother Dolores Harris and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Adrian Scott and family. William Owens and family. Harry Warsaw and family. Evangelist Margaret Peterson and family.
Hallelujah.
Mary Don Wilson and family. Hallelujah. Pastor Don.
Hallelujah. Lillian.
Pastor Don Swin and family. Pastor Jason Roseburn family, Pastor Sam Warren family,
Hallelujah.
Pastor Jody Jr. family, Pastor Kennedy James and family, Hallelujah. Pastor Arnold Henry and family,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God, Maria's
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Beverly Davis and family, Hallelujah. Glory to
Alex.
Brenda Merritt, the Merritt family, Hallelujah. The Duke family, the Herbert family, Regina Bruce and family, Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Brenda Joseph Garcia and family, for those who have been cheap TV and God mother.
Your goodness.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Mr. Manny, Hallelujah. Mr.
Man family, Hallelujah. Glory to another Weirman family.
Hallelujah.
Kevin and family, Thomas and family, Thomas and Bennett and family, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Mr. Warren and family, Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, what's your kid in here, buddy?
Arlene, Hallelujah.
Lord, we bless your name, O God. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O God. Lord. Father God, we don't know what to pray for as we are, but your Holy Spirit does and makes intercession for us. So we thank you, Lord, for our prayer language.
Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Margaret.
Bye.
because he made you glad. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We serve a wonderful Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, young people, God is so good. Hallelujah. Magnify him and praise him in your youth. Hallelujah. And watch God bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You may say, what do I have to praise God for? You breathing? Hallelujah. You woke up this morning? Make a list. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may say, well, I don't have what I want. Hey, but you have. Hallelujah. I wanted such and such for dinner, but you have dinner. Hallelujah. Is that what I wanted? There's some people that don't have that. Hallelujah. Count your blessings. Hallelujah. There's a song. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your blessings and see what God has done. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings. See what God has done. Young people, you are so blessed. So blessed. Hallelujah. 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 What day is it, y'all?
Wednesday.
What day is it, y'all?
Hump day.
It's like this hump day. We halfway through the week. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yay.
A lot of you young people were able to get employment during the summer. Hallelujah. And some of you may not have been able to get employment. Some of you may not have been picked up. Hallelujah. By YouthWorks or whatever agency you were trying to get employment through. Hallelujah. But you know what? God is still supplying your need. Hallelujah. God is still going to make sure you have all that you need. For he is a wonderful, awesome God. Watch him supply your need. Speak out of your mouth the things that you desire. Hallelujah. During the summer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And watch God bless you. Oh, young people, I don't know how to stress it what's in my heart. I have seen God do things for me even as a young person. I got saved at a very young age. We called it junior high school. Then now y'all call it middle school. Hallelujah. And God took me through. Hallelujah. Junior high school. Hallelujah. Saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You don't have to mix with the crowd. Hallelujah. You don't have to be ashamed of God. Let God speak through you. Let him just magnify him. Hallelujah. While you're in school and watch him bless you. Pass your test. Watch him put you on the honor roll. Hallelujah. Watch him just bless your socks off. You'll be able to witness to your peers, to the people that you're going to school with. Hallelujah. And watch them come to the Lord. You may not even know then. They may tell you years later, it was what you said that brought me to the Lord. It was what you said that made a difference in my life. Hallelujah. Young people, you may not be where exactly you thought you would be for the summer. Hallelujah. You may have wanted, even if you're in the job that you thought you wanted. Hallelujah. And now that you're doing it, you say, oh, I can't stand this. Hallelujah. But at least you got a chance to see. You're young enough to see, oh, I don't want to go into this field. But Hebrews 13:5 talks about being content. Hallelujah. With such as you have. Hallelujah. Hebrews 13:5b says, and be content with such things as ye have. Hallelujah. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Hallelujah. You're right. God is not going to make a mistake. Hallelujah. You may think, he must have made a mistake having me being over this or being in a job like this. For the summer, it's not what I like, not what I want. But hey, you were one of the ones that was picked for employment. Just to think of all the young people that wanted employment for the summer and was not able to get a job. Baltimore City always has 8,000 young people and only 6,000 jobs for the summer. There's no way you can put 8,000 children into 6,000 jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But God is able to do it. He was able to give you employment. Hallelujah. And he's still going to make sure you get just what you want. Ephesians 3:20 says, well, he's able to do exceeding abundantly above. Oh, you can ask or think. Hallelujah. And while you're in this situation, hallelujah, let the mind of Christ be in you.
Yes.
Philippians 2:5. Then let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. And what came to me earlier was
when Jesus was, after he had preached to the, really it was more than 5,000, but he was to feed the 5,000. We know it was more than 5,000, maybe just 5,000 men, but just saying every man had a wife and two children. Just think. So how many is that?
That's 15,000.
Hallelujah.
Or maybe 20.
Yes, that's 20,000. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So God, so Jesus ministered to the 5,000. We know it's over 5,000. Hallelujah. So whatever situation you find yourself in, hallelujah, you can be a blessing. Because when it was time to feed the people, he told his disciples, the disciples wanted him to like, okay, well, let's send them home and let them eat. He said, no, feed them. And one of his disciples said, well, all we have is two fish and five loaves of bread. And you know what? And he said, give it to me. And he looked up into heaven and he blessed it. He blessed what he had. And you can do that too. You, hallelujah, whatever situation you find yourself in, look up to the Lord and ask God to bless it. You have the power of God in your mouth. Hallelujah. It doesn't have to be a sad situation or a bad situation or an unhappy situation. Hallelujah. You may be in a field that you may think like, I'll be glad when this summer's over. But while you're there, watch your mind. Watch your mouth. Let God bless through you. Hallelujah. You can be the best blessing, the biggest blessing that place of employment, your place of employment right now has ever had. Hallelujah. Let it be a happy place. Let it be a place of rejoicing. Hallelujah. Let it be a place of blessing. Hallelujah. Leave your blessing mark on it. Hallelujah. Come in with a positive attitude. Hallelujah. Say, put before you even go on the job, put on your whole armor. Put on the armor of God. And say, Lord, I'm going to put my best foot forward. I'm going to be a blessing to you, Lord God. I'm going to be a blessing to these children. I'm going to be a blessing to these people, to these adults that I'm working around. And the majority of the time, more than likely, everybody else around you is going to be older than you. So they're going to be looking to you. They're going to be looking at you thinking that you're going to screw up anyway because you're young. Hallelujah. But fool them. Because Jesus Christ can shine out through you and your life at your age. Get to work prior to the time, before it's time for you to work. Okay? If you show up exactly on time, you're already late. Hallelujah. If you do the work at 9 o'clock, be there at 8:45. Be there at 8:30. Shock them. Hallelujah. The place will open up until 9 o'clock or whatever. Be there at 8:30. I don't care. Be there at 8:30. Hallelujah. And watch, you be picked up. Watch them say, well, can you stay here when the summer is over with? Well, we have a chance to pick out some people and ask them if they can stay, and we would like for you to stay because we see your work ethic. Hallelujah. Put your best foot forward. Ask God to lead you and guide you. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all you ask or think. Hallelujah. You can make it a good situation or a bad, nasty situation, but you want God to shine out. You want to be the light while you're there. And people will look up to you and say, "What?" It'll be your choice whether or not you stay past the summer. Hallelujah. When they ask you, and you can accept or you can decline. But while you're there, glorify the Lord. While you're there, let God be pleased with your behavior. While you're there, let God be pleased with your conversation. While you're there, let God be pleased with you being there on time. I'm talking about ahead of time. Being there ahead of time is being on time. Let God be pleased with you taking only what you're supposed to take for lunch. Don't let somebody have to come look for you when your lunch period is over. You only have 45 minutes, 40 minutes for lunch. Don't go 15 miles away for lunch and expect to be back on time. Hallelujah. No, that's not right. Take your lunch. Bring your lunch. If they're still serving lunch to the young people, you're eligible to eat one of their lunches. Eat one of their lunches. Stay on site. Hallelujah. Don't do what they expect a young person to do. They expect a young person to screw up I'm going to have to call them back for lunch. And they're going to go somewhere and go to sleep, get on their phone. I'm going to have to tell them get off their phone all day long. No, no, no. when you start, when you're clocking in the morning, put the phone in your book bag. Hallelujah. You're not so important. Somebody gotta be calling you all day long. Hallelujah. Your parents is gonna know where you're working, so your parent can call the office to get in contact with you if there's an emergency. Hallelujah. Watch God bless you. Hallelujah. Watch God bless you. Hallelujah. And then when the summer is over, hallelujah, and if someone offers the job to you, and you say, thank you so much for considering me, but I gracefully decline. Thank you so much. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And then tell God where you want to go, the type of job you want to be, but be nice, be sweet, so they can write out a good reference letter for you. You can have them write out a good reference letter for you. And thank God for where you're going, the type of job you want. Okay? But do your best while you're there. And then thank God for where you want to be, the type of job you want to be. God don't make mistakes. He had you in that place for a reason. He had you in that place for a reason. And speak those things that be not as though they were. And Lord, I thank you for allowing me to have the type of job that I want, Lord God, behind the desk, Lord God, and filing or sorting out things in such a company or whatever. Romans 4:17, speaking of those things that be not as though they were. And thank God for where you want to be, where you want him to take you. Thank him for you already being there. And watch God do it. It is God that's going to do it. Watch him do it, young people. Watch God bless your soul. Hallelujah. And just know that God cares about you and the things that you are concerned with. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Be blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. And have a wonderful, awesome summer. Hallelujah. When you are gathering, hallelujah, this summer in any type of large event, please be vigilant of your surroundings. In the name of Jesus, never be so excited and that you lose, I guess, your focus of what's going on around you. Always be vigilant. Hallelujah. This is a sidebar. Just be vigilant of your surroundings. Hallelujah. And always know a way out of wherever you are. Okay? Always keep your eyes and your ears open. Always be aware of your surroundings. Hallelujah. And before you even leave the house to go anywhere, ask God to cover you with the blood of Jesus. Make sure you have your armor on. And ask God, Lord, is it your will that I go to this event? Lord God, is it your will that I go this place or that place? Or is it your will that I hang out with my friends at such and such a place? Or whatever. And watch God take care of you. He's going to honor you because you are honoring him. God bless you. Be blessed of the Lord. And see you in the morning on Morning Prayer Line, 720-527-5952, the access code 1034545#. Hallelujah. Young people, get up early enough in the morning so you can have prayer along with us. Enjoy the Lord, hallelujah, with us. Back to you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. I'd like to add two things. Number one, if someone gives you a great
evaluation,
yes, they say you're just such a great employee. So thank you so much. Can you put that in writing, please?
Amen.
See, you can always have it when you get it in writing.
Mm-hmm.
So you say thank you so much. I appreciate that. Can you put that in writing?
Amen.
Most people will say sure. Then the other child that didn't get picked up by youth works or whatever, you be like Moses. God asked Moses, what's that in your hand?
Amen.
And two things. Number one, most people got a lawnmower at home. In summertime, folk need their lawn mowed.
Uh-huh.
You need to go in your block and ask, would you like to have your lawn mowed?
Amen.
Yeah, you know, that's the way. I remember when one of my children was about 12 years old, and they made up a flyer, and they put out in the neighborhood to the seniors to go to store for them.
Praise God.
And they were 12 years old. And, of course, they were paid for what they did. What's in your hand? What can you do? If you didn't get it picked up, don't sit back and fret and mope about it.
Amen.
You're looking at TV or playing on your bed. Oh, Lord, why didn't they pick me up? No, you go get your own job.
That's
they
right.
didn't give you one, you get one.
That's right.
Go lawn. Take out trash, you know. For
yes, yes.
Glory to God. Go to the store for folks. And you'll find out that you've made more money than the kids across the street that went to youth work. You done made more money than they made.
Yes.
Thank God.
Yes, yes.
And doing that, if somebody says, you did such a wonderful job, you just ask them, say, can you put it in writing, please?
Amen.
And you keep a little scrapbook with page protector, all the letters that you get
yes.
complimenting you. It's going to be a blessing to you.
Amen.
In the future.
Yes.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peaches, again.
Welcome.
May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the Children's Corner on this evening, sponsored by the Good News Youth Club.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Potter's House.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah! Salvation and glory. Glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory. Glory and power belong to our God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Pastor.
Yes. What time is it now?
Holy Communion time.
Oh, blessed be God. But it was Hashem Adonai. Blessed be God. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you would bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Our text on this evening is 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses
23 to 30.
Yes. And in the text of the day, it says to examine
yourself.
Yourself.
Amen.
And we do just that in the light of the word of God. Isaiah 53:5. First Peter 2:24b. Hebrews 9:22b. Revelations 1:5b. Ephesians 1:7. Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:28. We comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now, in the text on the day, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves, and for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We are taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are eating, drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b, because I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. In Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. Hallelujah. There's one thing you put above yourself, O Lord, it's your word. Psalms 138, verse 2 says so. Thank you, Jesus. And on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, hallelujah, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
In remembrance,
he broke it.
Of you.
And he declared,
we take this,
this is my body which is broken for you.
Your body broken.
Do this and remember. Let's eat together. Thank you, Jesus.
In remembrance of
thank you,
you. We
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Remember
we thank you, Lord, for healing already. Ephesians 4:18. Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3 declare, you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integument, musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing on the top of our heads, the soles of our feet. From inside out and outside in, we thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Matthew 15:26. 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. St. John chapter 1, verse 15. Matthew 3, verse 26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for being healing bread on today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
And on the same night with the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given us thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Hallelujah.
Until that day.
Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord.
Put
us in peace. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts of our heart. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 to verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said to bring you in remembrance that we may plead together and that we may be justified.
Hallelujah.
And we're justified
yes.
by the completed work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. God, you said.
God, you said.
God, you said. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt and of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood.
When I see the blood.
We thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood on today.
Thank you, Jesus.
And everybody.
In remembrance of you.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures, our dust. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes the noise that brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every decade. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every decade. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, such breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. And because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on tonight. We speak to every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our bonus family, according to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28, Romans 4, 17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts of ministry of help. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling, and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever.
And forever.
In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches. Are you still there?
Hallelujah. Yes, 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 Pastor.
I'd like to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
What time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly. But I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone. set the captives free.
Thank you.
Be filled with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for experiencing our authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. May the Lord God rebuke you and your satanic cohorts. You're under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. We curse you from the roof and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the seed sown tonight. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100 fold, even 1,000 fold increase in blessings. And we give you the glory. And we give you the honor. And we give you the power. And we bless your name in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
And everyone said,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, if you would read our addresses on this evening.
Hallelujah. Revelations 22, verse 13. Matthew chapter 9, verse 18. Job chapter 2, verse 9. Daniel chapter 3. Verse 18, Daniel chapter 6, verse 21, Ezekiel 37, verse 13, and Isaiah chapter 43, verses 9 and 10.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. There was a woman sent by God to the earth. Her name was Elizabeth. She was called by other names, but one of her names was Elizabeth. She was a mover and shaker in her country. She was a psalmist. When she sang, things happened. When she sang, people paid attention. Elizabeth was born May 1st, 1907. Not the same Elizabeth you were thinking about, is that right?
Amen.
She transitioned on June 17th, 1986. And when she was born, on her birth certificate, it said Catherine Elizabeth Smith. And tradition has it that when she was a teenager and working at a five and dime, and some of you may never have heard of a five and dime.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Now they call it Five Below or, I don't know, some other name. But we used to have a store that was a five and dime. And one of the things that she did at the five and dime, she would sing. And it is traditionally said that she was discovered singing at the five and dime. And historians, music historians say she had one of the greatest contralto voices of the 20th century.
Mm.
And she went into radio and then TV. And of course, her stage name was Kate Smith.
Amen.
And some of you may know that if you're over 40 or 50, you may remember Kate Smith. The highlight of her career was during World War II. And she had a radio program, the Kate Smith Variety Show, and then it went to TV. But what she was noted for was singing a song written by Irving Berlin called God Bless America.
Wow.
And every major event, from sports to even the Miss America contest, at the end, everyone would stand, and she would either sing or they would play a recording of her singing, God Bless America. Now, during 1960s and 70s, the baseball season, there was a game where the home team was losing by a considerable amount. And one of the commentators said, oh, it's over now. And the other commentator said, no, it ain't over until the fat lady sings.
That's right.
And he was referring to Kate Smith. Because when she sang God Bless America, that was the end of that activity or whatever. So he just applied that to the baseball. It ain't over until the fat lady sings. Now, don't get worried now, because that's not the title of my message. But for a little while, I want to share with you on a subject. It ain't over until God says it's over. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
It ain't over.
It ain't over.
Until God says it's over.
Until God says it's over.
Now, you got to do it with a little bit
right.
more
right.
attitude. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
It ain't over.
It ain't over.
Until God says it's over.
Until God says it's over.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I want you to get that in your spirit, y'all. Because some of y'all, people have signed your epitaph, and you're still walking around. They have said, you're finished. You're through. He ain't going to be nothing. You'll never be nothing. Your daddy wasn't nothing. You're going to be just like him. Your mama was not going to be just like they said that. But you can tell with attitude, it ain't over until God says it.
God says it's over.
Somebody said that to me many years ago when I was a knucklehead. Your life is over. After they said that, glory to God, I got 3 degrees in college. I got married, got 8 children, 17 grandchildren, and 7 great-grandchildren. Pastor a church, glory to God. Come on now. Open up 2 or 3 businesses. Come on now.
Thank you, Father.
After they said my life was over.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Lost sight. People still or it's over now. Wrote 2 books. Blind man writing 2 books.
Thank you, Jesus.
Getting ready to publish the 3rd one.
Thank you, Jesus.
In fact, I wrote, let's see, 4 books, because 2 were nonfiction. And 2 were fiction.
You
already published a 3rd fiction novel. After somebody said my life was over, I tell you, I tell you, I tell you.
Wonderful Jesus.
It ain't over.
Until God says it's over.
Until God says it's over. Read that first scripture.
Hallelujah. Revelation 22:13. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last.
He knows the beginning from the end and the end from the beginning. It ain't over until he says it's over, y'all.
That's right.
I don't care what some family members say, some so-called friends say. I don't care what they say on your job or in the at school or in church or in your community, it ain't over until God says it's over.
Amen.
We can look in the Word of God and see people trying to say it's over. Can you give me another scripture?
Yes. Matthew 9:18. While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live.
Amen. Again, it ain't over until God says it's over. That was Jairus, his daughter. He was an official. And God, hallelujah. Jesus went, and you know the rest of the story. He stretched out his hand, told her, arise. And she got up. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. My. They buried a brother named Lazarus. Been dead 4 days. Everybody says, oh, they laughing at Jesus. Jesus says, Lazarus, come forth. It ain't over until God says it's over. Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. Job 2:9. Then said his wife unto him, doest thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die.
His wife, I don't care if it's your wife or your husband saying it's over. It ain't over until God says it's over. I could hear Job saying, those skin worms shall eat up my flesh. Let yet in my flesh I shall see the Lord. And he got blessed doubly. It ain't over till God says it's over, y'all.
Right.
You tell the devil, try to put that in your mind. Oh, it's over now. It ain't over till God says it's over. Go ahead. Give me another scripture.
Daniel 3:18.
Mm-hmm.
But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up.
Three Hebrew boys. Look, they said, look here. You can throw us in the fire all you want to. Our God is well able to save us. But if he doesn't, we still ain't going to serve you.
That's right.
They threw them in. They had the strongest men, throw them in there. And the men that threw them in the fire, because it was heated 7 times more, they got burned up.
Amen.
But after a while, Nebuchadnezzar came by and looked in there. Said, let me throw in 3, I see 4, and the 4th one look like the Son of God. It ain't over.
That's right.
Until God says it's over. Come on now.
That's right.
Go ahead, give me another scripture.
Daniel 6:21. Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever.
Hallelujah. Give me 20.
And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
God decree, it ain't over till I says it's over. So, see, and y'all got to understand, it wasn't no 2 or 3 lions in that den. It was hundreds of lions in the lion den. And God closed all of their mouths. Because they would put hundreds of Christians in the Colosseum. And they'll set out those lions on them. It was hundreds of lions. And God closed all of the mouths of those lions. And there's a picture I remember seeing where Daniel was sleeping, laying on a lion.
Yep. Yes.
It ain't over until God says it over. Don't you listen to the devil. He's a liar and the father of them. Don't you listen to folks that are being used by the devil saying it's over for you. They up their father, the devil. It ain't over.
Thank you, Lord.
Until God says it over. When folks come to you and try to rain on your parade, try to tell you it ain't going to work, this ain't going to happen, you tell them with a surety, it ain't over until God says it's over. Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ezekiel 37:1-3.
Come on now.
The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest.
He's the beginning and the end. It ain't over till God says it's over. They were very dry. They've been there a long time. There's some stuff. There's some dreams and some visions that you've had. And it seems like they've been dead for years. God is asking you right now, can these bones live? You tell God, you know, Lord. And then if you read more on to it, I want you to read that now. Y'all can read it. But you read on, God told the man. He told him to prophesy those bones. They've been dry. I mean, they've been there a long time. There's some dreams y'all had when y'all were children. Well, when I grew up, I wanted to be dusted. So what prevents you from being that? Prophesy to those bones. Prophesy. Call. Prophesy to the wind. Prophesy to... Say what God said to say. And you'll find out that those dry bones will stand up like a strong, mighty army. Thank you, Jesus. Give me another scripture.
Isaiah 43:9-10. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Ooh.
Wow.
Oh, Jesus.
He knows the ending from the beginning, y'all.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
And he said, prophesy to those dead bones, dry bones.
Thank you.
You prophesy to those things.
Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you.
It ain't over. You tell the devil, he's trying to whisper in your ear. You say out loud, it ain't over.
It ain't over.
Till God says it's over.
God says it's over.
Those visions, those dreams.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
It ain't over.
Thank you.
Till God says it's over.
Thank you.
Prophesy to them. Speak out of your mouth, faith. Be prophetic. Not pathetic. Whoa. Give me another scripture.
That was the last scripture, Pastor.
That was the last. Oh, Jesus, the last scripture.
Hallelujah.
Give me, go to 43, Isaiah 43, verse 26.
Isaiah 43?
Uh-huh. Go
to 26?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Put me in remembrance.
Mm.
Let us plead together.
Mm.
Declare thou that thou mayest be justified.
Bring him into remembrance what he said. And this is what God is saying to you tonight, sister, brother, son, daughter, mother, father, grandparents. You're in this dispensation. It ain't over until God says it's over.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Put on to be shekinah. I go to Genesis chapter 6.
Thank you, Jesus.
Verse 3.
Thank you.
Genesis chapter 6, verse 3.
Thank you, Lord. Genesis 6 and
3? Yeah,
6
and
3. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years.
Stop. See, some of you are 80 and 70. You think it's all over. It ain't over.
Amen.
God says it's over. Put that to the. Now, he said in his word, God, you said, my days shall be 120.
Amen.
When you 70 or 80, don't you start wrapping up and packing your bags. You're just getting your second wind, y'all. It ain't over until God says it's over.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. The book of Esther, the 8th chapter. Haman was trying to get rid of all the Jews. Glory to God. And God sent a sister named Esther, who declared, if I perish, let me perish, but I'm going to see the king, because this thing cannot stand. My, my, my.
Hallelujah.
It ain't over. Hey, my God, he had won. But it ain't over until God says it's over.
Thank you, Jesus.
What else you can do? There's some people in your life, they mean you no good. They did things behind your back. They talk behind your back. Say, I'm going to fix them. And after they've done their dirty work, you still standing. You still standing. Why?
Amen.
Because it ain't over until God says it's over. Remember that, sisters and brothers. Stand tall. Stand in the faith of God. Stand on his word. It ain't over until God says it's over, y'all.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
I don't care what your parents told you. Oh, you'll never be anything. You're stupid and all that. That's the devil.
Amen, amen.
Using the mouth of their parents. You know, what you say will come true. You speaking dumb stuff over your children. You call them stupid and dumb and all that kind of stuff. Guess what? That's what's going to happen. You can have what you say. You got to speak righteousness over you.
Amen.
You got to speak good names. You got. I told children, don't call each other a bad name. That you call each other a little lawyer, a little doctor,
yes.
A little teacher, a little entrepreneur.
Uh-huh.
That's what you call each other. You want to call somebody a name, call them a good name.
Amen.
Because it ain't over till God says it's over.
Right.
I put you here to be great. I put seeds of greatness in all of you. You on this side of the dirt, you got seeds of greatness in you. Hallelujah. Surrender to God, y'all. Give your life over to the Master. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I think John 3:3, you must be born again. Come on now. Hallelujah. And then when you're born again, 2 Corinthians 5:17, you are a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. Even the things that people said about you, they get washed away in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just rectify stuff. Because, see, you got a new life. And it ain't over till God says it's over.
Right, hallelujah.
It ain't over. Father God, we just thank you. We praise your name today. We thank you, Lord, for what our ears have heard and our hearts have felt. We thank you, Lord. We glorify your name, O God, for the lives that this message has touched. For we can boldly say,
thank you, Jesus.
When people come against us, we thank you, Lord, for giving us the words to say, it ain't over until God says it's over. So we can stand tall on his word. And having done all to stand, we stand. And we can tell them, I'm strong in the Lord and the power of his might, for Jesus is Lord. And it ain't over till God says it's over.
God says it's
over. So we praise your name, O God. We glorify your name today. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless thee and keep thee. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in your heart and in your mind. Because it ain't over until God says it's over. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Peters.
And until then, we're going to be victorious. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to call victory up until the time the very breath is gone. Hallelujah. Victory in Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's who we're living for. That's who we're going to serve. And that's who's going to give us our finery. We thank God for Jesus. If you would like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, hallelujah, please repeat this prayer behind me. Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins, and I ask you to come into my heart and save me from my sins, Lord. Hallelujah. And I'll make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. If you repeated that prayer, you are now saved. You have passed from death unto life. Hallelujah. You are now a child of God. Hallelujah. We'll see you in the morning. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. See you in the morning, morning prayer. Young people, calling in the morning, listen to the prayer. Hallelujah. You'll have a chance to even just to share a scripture. Find a scripture tonight and call us in the morning and share that scripture. On the morning prayer line, 720-527-5952. Access code 103-4545-pound. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Be with us tonight.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us. And there's some people that need the gift of the Holy Spirit. I want you to touch your phone or your computer or wherever you're listening to this. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I decree and declare that those who have obeyed my request to touch the phone or the radio, receive ye the Holy Spirit right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Acts 1 and 8 says, and ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. Receive ye the power.
Hallelujah.
Holy Ghost. God bless you all in Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. You're wonderful, Jesus. You're awesome, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on and give him glory. Thank you. Come on and praise him. Come on and lift him. Wait a minute. God can do anything. God can do anything. God can do anything but fail. God can do anything. God can do anything. God can do anything but fail. Help me say, God can anything.
Can do it. Only he can do it.
Let me see you leap for joy.